And now, Tim Henson pretends to be a 14-year-old girl and proceeds to have cyber sex with unsuspecting men.
I'm like, I'll shave your pubic area. Like, and I'll just like work your dick with my mouth. And then I want you to jack off on my face. And then I'm gonna take that pubic hair and stick it all over my face. And I'm gonna look like a fucking gorilla. Yeah? Yes. Oh. Oh. Stick your finger in my dick hole. Stick your finger in my dick hole. Do it. Stick your finger in my dick hole. Ah! Oh. Oh my god, yeah, you're great.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, July 16th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, the family dog does not want to be a part of your circle jerk. Plus, microwaving your cat, and your Kentucky Fried Chicken meal may have been marinated in piss and spit. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. At the top of the program, let me ask you a question. Do you know what a chicken hawk is? No. It's not some sort of scary monster bird, although it is a predator. A chicken hawk refers to an older gay guy who goes after young boys. Also known as a pedophile, I believe. Because you see, chickens in the gay community means young, skinny, hairless boys, basically. I want chicken tonight. Bark, bark. And so a chicken hawk, naturally, is kind of like, you know, goes after him. Yeah, I'm gonna nab him with my claws and rape him, basically. Anyways, Corey from ButtFudgeSunday.com, a website everyone should check out because there's lots of great sound clips and video clips, many of which we play on the show here. Anyways, he sent me a link to a YouTube video called Chicken Hawk, which was a 1994 documentary about NAMBLA members.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
All right, when you start getting into NAMBLA territory, that's fucking hardcore shit. We're not just talking about some creepy old man in a tool shed spilling paint on a naked boy's body. No, no. These motherfuckers are organized. They have meetings, newsletters, cookouts with their cocks out. It's a whole organization. And for those of you who don't know, NAMBLA stands for the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And believe it or not, they have a website, NAMBLA.org. I'm on there right now, which means I'm probably on some sort of government list. Again. To be honest, I'm probably on a few. Ultimately, what this group would love to do, and unfortunately they haven't been very successful, they want to reform laws regarding relationships between youths and adults. They also would like to cooperate with lesbian, gay, feminist, and other liberation movements, although I don't see that happening. I'm assuming most gay groups are like, look, we've got enough problems. We can't add boy fuckers to the list of things we support. The HRC won't take NAMBLA's phone calls anymore. It's sad. Anyways, here are some clips from the documentary Chicken Hawk.
In general, there are lots of boys that precisely want to do that.
Oh, doesn't he just sound like a pedophile?
In general. There are lots of boys that precisely want to do that. That is what they want to do. They make it clear, and they simply do it. They don't. That is to give a blowjob.
Oh,
that's what
yes.
To give head
well,
is the same.
What 9-year-old boy doesn't dream of sucking the cock of a 50-year-old man?
That's what they want to do, and they do it. That is, this boy simply did it in a magnificently gentle, tender sort of way.
Oh, the way he treated my cockhead so gently was magnificent. He used a lot of spit, which is what I like. His soft hands cupped my balls. All right, moving on. Let's see if we can get any more graphic here.
Remarkable sensation.
Oh.
And I may say, a rather speedy climax.
Oh!
In spite of the fact that it was being done in such a gentle way.
First of all, if you're getting sucked off by little kids, why would you agree to be filmed by a documentary crew and not have your face blurred out or something? You keep that shit on the DL, you know, you don't want to blow your cover. You're not going to be allowed to play with little Billy anymore.
Curiously, the most powerful feelings that are evoked are religious feelings.
Don't bring Jesus into this.
I want to sing praises to the Almighty for having created anything so beautiful, so spectacularly wonderful. This is what is going on in me.
Ooh, this guy has got it bad for preteen boy pussy. All right, now what's great about this documentary is that they also talk to kids who have had interactions with this guy, and their experiences are a lot different than his. So here we go. Here's that creepy guy talking about some boy.
Stage in which he is hermaphroditic, that is to say, he is neither all male nor all female. Not that anybody is, of course. Everybody is.
The hell is he talking about?
Characteristics, but he is at the moment in that wonderful limbo between being a child and being an adolescent. Mm-hmm. That is, he is certainly an adolescent at this point, but he still has this kind of soft, feminine grace about him.
We knew he's kind of weird.
The first thing the boy says, we knew he was kind of weird. See, pedophiles really are delusional. Like, they have a totally different experience than reality. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's like, oh, this kid is wonderful. He's blossoming is what he's doing, and we have a very special relationship.
We knew he's kind of weird.
This guy is weird. All right.
We knew he's kind of weird. Like, he was walking up, and Michael thought he knew him. He was coming through. He was walking at my house. And Michael thought he knew him. We didn't. He said, well, y'all want to ride? We said, yeah.
Oh, no.
And so we started going up the hill.
Tragic misjudgment on your part. Here they are talking a little bit more about the creepy guy.
He's asking us questions, like all kinds of stupid questions. And every time we'd say something to him, he'd take out a piece of paper and write it down.
What size underwear do you wear? Come on, let me write this down. Jerk off to that later on. Do you think it would be okay if I sniffed your underwear?
He was so eager to tell me when his birthday was, and he was going to be 15 in less than a month, on the 1st of December, and this is
what... Was he crying?
...what life is about. This is what real life is about. I would say that he was in bloom, and that's it. The flower is responding to warmth.
Oh, Christ. He's saying that his love and affection towards his boy is making him bloom. Kid probably just wants you to buy him an Xbox, and if that means sucking a little man cock, so be it. All right, and finally, here is a sweet story that the creepy man is telling us about a camping trip and the boy that he was with and what happened.
He positioned himself in such a way that nature would take its course and he would experience within himself a part of the body of his friend.
You're going to fuck him in the ass. Let's not sugarcoat that.
And so, laying as he did on his side and producing the natural consequence of this event,
what?
I may say that this was sufficiently stimulating that no lubricant was desired.
Oh.
No was required, that is.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but no lubricant was needed, if you know what I mean. Boy has a self-lubricating ass, apparently.
I may say that this was sufficiently stimulating that no lubricant was desired. No was required, that is. Nature or life simply produced its own for this occasion.
Okay.
He experienced what he wanted to experience, and I certainly on that occasion...
Yeah, you writing him a check for $150, that's what he experienced.
...experienced something that was very precious and fulfilling to me as well.
Ugh. There you go. Chicken Hawk can be found on YouTube. I'll try to edit some of my favorite clips and make it a video cast for Sideshow Freaks. Now, because we featured so many sex offenders and pedophiles recently, Corey has taken it upon himself to create a new mashup. Corey, take it away.
They met in an online chat room. Cindy tells him she's a virgin, and he sends her a picture of his genitals. Crazy Trini 85 asks her if she'll try anal sex and adds, it's better than regular sex.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
Then he asks her if she has a jacuzzi.
I'm a you in there. And on your mom's bed?
Why not my bed?
That too. You know what would be a huge turn on for me?
What?
He wants to watch her perform a sex act on a cat.
There are lots of boys that precisely want to give a blowjob. That's what to give in, as the saying goes.
He tried to pull Gary's hands down.
I remember seeing an episode of The Outer Limits where some sort of toxin got into the air and tainted all the adults. And the kids were the only ones that were affected by it. And these kids are all, I'd say, 13 on down. And the teachers were encouraging them to go out and start breeding. You have no idea how much I would love something like this to happen.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Yeah, I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
I'm gonna lick you.
I'd work hard and get hot. Sometimes I take my shirt off.
Let's take your shirt off. Yeah, we'll get you cleaned up.
Yeah. I never realized how many muscles you have, man. You been working out?
Yeah.
Gary, I'm sorry. I just thought you wanted to feel really good.
I am kind of big down there.
It is a secret society of pedophiles that literally run the country. They like to get them really young to rape them.
Mr. Mac touched my penis.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what game we gonna play now? Oh, I got it. Trampoline.
You got a trampoline here?
Well, no, but you know, we can jump up and down on the bed.
There will be men that will come into your life that will try to pretend like they want to fuck you, but they really want to fuck your little boy name.
Yeah.
They want your little boy rectum.
Sweet, sweet rectum.
I knew it. You're a horny little 13-year-old girl.
Simply put, one guy has his in her mouth.
Oh, jeez.
The other guy has his in her or her.
Oh, dang.
I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. Never thought it would end up this way.
Ever wonder why a guy that age would be hanging around a bunch of kids?
Can I rape you anally?
Yeah.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have. I like rape. Laugh out loud.
Yes! Thank you very much, Corey. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one is from Sacramento, California. A Sacramento man was in jail Tuesday. Why, you ask? Well, he was allegedly caught sexually assaulting a dog. Sacramento police were called. See, that's not the weird thing. If it was just, you know, a guy was fucking a dog, you know, we've read that story many times on Distorted View. Quite frankly, that bores me now. Sacramento police were called out to 212 Christine Drive at 6 p.m. Tuesday after a woman allegedly caught her brother using her 5-month-old dog, Chateau, to masturbate. How do you get a dog to help you masturbate? That's why I'm reading this story. He didn't have sex with the dog. He used the dog to masturbate. So he was either, like, rubbing his cock up and down the fur of the puppy, or he had the dog's paws. Like, he was holding the dog's paws and using the paws to, you know, jerk off. Or the guy taught the dog an impressive new trick. Chateau, come here. Sit, roll over, jerk me off. Good boy. The woman made a citizen's arrest against her brother and called police. The suspect, Kelly Pecor, now faces the charge of sexual assault on an animal. Pecor is a registered sex offender. So apparently this guy has been going from neighborhood to neighborhood teaching area dogs how to pot cock. Ladies and gentlemen, now more than ever, it's important to keep your dogs on a leash. How shocking would it be for you to come home from work and find your dog in the middle of a circle jerk? Or your little chihuahua mutually masturbating a Great Dane or something? It's not natural, and it's wrong, and I don't agree with this at all. All right, second story we have for you today, this one comes from Boston. The MSPCA investigators are searching for whoever cooked a six-week-old kitten in a microwave, nearly killing him. Now, at this point, after your kitty has been placed in a microwave and is suffering from all sorts of internal and external injuries, I mean, you nuked the fucking thing. You really should just put it down, even if it is still kind of alive. It's medium rare. It's not normal. Edison was brought to Angel Animal Medical Center in Jamaica Plain with life-threatening injuries consistent with being burned in a microwave, said MSPCA Angel spokesman Brian Adams. No, no, different Brian Adams. All right, enough. Wow, his career has taken a turn for the worse, huh? His entire tail may have to be surgically removed, Adams said, and both of his... No, still not the right Brian Adams. The different one. It's a very common name. Good fucking grief already. All right, Edison also suffered burns to his legs and blisters on his tongue. Which is great because you know the cat was probably licking at the glass door of the microwave before it was turned on. Because, you know, there's always a bit of food encrusted on the walls. Maybe a little bit of marinara sauce that splattered or something. And then the microwave was turned on. Got blisters all over its tongue. It's really kind of funny to think about the whole thing. You know, like the cat being stuck in the microwave, licking at the walls, the microwave being turned on, and the cat just turning around on that carousel. Trying desperately to claw at the walls. It's funny. Yeah, so blisters on its poor legs and on its tongue. It could be days before doctors know the full extent of the injuries. Because the investigation is ongoing, the MSPCA is not releasing any more information about the incident, said Adams. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. You gotta have something. That's not even Brian Adams. Not a Brian Adams song. Happening to my show. Final story we have for you today comes from Nebraska. A police officer and his family have won $40,000 in their lawsuit against a restaurant that served them food tainted by an employee's spit and urine. A jury on Friday ruled in favor of Sydney police officer Keith Andrew. Did we read about this story before? I seem to recall a police officer eating urine-soaked chicken. We read so many of them on the show, whose two sons, then 4 and 7, were sickened by the food they ate at a KFC / Taco Bell. Ooh, fancy. That's how they fucking roll in Nebraska. You come to Omaha, and we got your fucking KFC and Taco Bell under one goddamn roof. They're not fucking around over there. I've never seen a KFC Taco Bell mix. I've seen a KFC Long John, or a Taco Bell Long John Silver's mix. And a Taco Bell Pizza Hut, but never a KFC Taco Bell. That's outrageous. I don't know. The young boy became... Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. Stop it. Billy Preston, you're making me angry. I've lost total control of my show. All right, where are we at here? Yes, the KFC Taco Bell in October 2005. That's where the spit and piss-soaked chicken drumstick was found. The young boy became violently ill with gastroenteritis and dehydration. He vomited for hours and was forced to spend time in a hospital. The lawsuit, filed last year, named the restaurant's owner Mid Plains Food and Lodging. The jury found the restaurant negligent, said the family's attorney, Andy Snyder. He said of the restaurant owner, I'd advise them to get a better class of employees.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Yes, at least the unsavories won't piss in your food. However, if there was a tard behind the counter, I would double-check my order. Yeah, I ordered a crispy chicken meal, and I just got 17 sporks in a bag. I think that's wrong. Also, there's a men's size 12 shoe in my bag. Has the name Ronnie written on the tongue. Might be one of your employees there. A KFC spokesman, Rick Maynard, said KFC is committed to the highest level of food safety, upon which everyone in the audience laughed. Quote, our franchise does not agree with the court's verdict. They are looking at their legal options. There was piss on your chicken. You can't deny that. Workers who saw a fellow employee taint the family's food reported it to management, but the managers did not inform the family. The suit also alleged that Andrew, his wife, and their children were victims of an employee scheme that targeted police officers. Quote, employees maintained special servings of food reserved for officers, the lawsuit said. The special servings had been urinated in or spit on by KFC / Taco Bell employees. Let's not drag the Taco Bell employees in on this. They've probably got their own problems to deal with. You know they shit in the ground beef. I would if I was a Taco Bell employee. A company spokesman said last year that the employee was fired for missing work, but not for any of the incidents the lawsuit cited. Fantastic. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies here. The first voicemail I actually played on yesterday's bonus show, but I realized the guy who called was not a sideshow member. Normally, I would, you know, not care, but this is an exciting money-making opportunity for me. Here we go.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
I fucked up. I missed my girlfriend's birthday, and I'm trying to make it up to her. So I'm willing to sign up for 3 sideshow memberships, one for me, one for her, and one for a friend of ours, yearly subscriptions.
Yearly.
If you sing her happy birthday. Her name is Katie.
Katie.
Or Squishy, if you want to call her that. I don't really care. Yeah. I fucked up big time.
For $150, you bet your sweet ass I'll sing happy birthday to Squishy. Actually, I won't be singing happy birthday. Fred Schneider from the B-52s, though, will be singing happy birthday to Katie. And a 1, 2, 3. Trying to get into Fred Schneider mode. Oh! There we go. I got me a Chrysler! It's about 20, so come on! And bring your jukebox money! Alright, here we go. This goes out to Squishy. Although her name's not Squishy, it's Katie! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Katie! Happy birthday to you! Now Fred wants his money, so he can do lines of coke off of hot naked men! Yay! By the way, don't forget to pick up the Scissor Sisters on CD! Ah! Alright, there you go. That's all I got for you. Alright, a couple more here.
Hey Timmy, it's your underage listener from New York.
Hello.
And I'm actually from the Capital Region, and I noticed a lot of stories have been coming from the Capital Region. And so it's funny because I'm hearing about them on your show and also on my local talk show.
Sure.
And
sure.
On the local news with, you know, serious newscasters. I just wanted to point that out. Thanks. Have a good summer. Bye.
Thank you. I am having a great summer.
Tim. I would have thought that you, of all people, would not have to have the concept of open-mindedness explained to you. If somebody supports gay marriage, does that make them a flaming homosexual?
Yes.
I didn't think so. So if 2 of the justices say that it's okay to have sex with a corpse, that doesn't mean they're for corpse fucking. That just means they're okay with other people doing it.
Oh, okay.
Now, the argument that was used against corpse fucking was that they can't give consent because they're dead.
Right.
But if they're dead, it doesn't matter if they give consent.
I agree.
Do they still have to give consent? So you need to think these things through before you go making fun of justices, okay? Bye.
Ooh, someone sounded very angry with me there. Hello. Obviously a corpse fucker.
Hello, Tim. This is your underage listener from Kentucky.
Speak up.
My name's Josh.
Making me angry.
I think as part of your campaign that since we get so much entertainment out of retards, you should make them all do mandatory cooking shows, like in, you know, in memory of Merrill Howard Kale.
Oh, yes, retards are going to make up my entire presidential cabinet.
Oh, my God.
I'm literally going to stuff retards in the White House cabinets, in the kitchen and stuff.
Oh, my God, Tim, you are a retard. I said I wanted you to post that karaoke song you did on MySpace karaoke of that bread and butter song you did, and you said, you're like, oh, a video? What video? What video did I... Dude, I just said it! I said song! I didn't say video!
Oh.
You, like, seriously smoke a bunch of pot and then fucking a shitload of mescaline before you do your show?
Yes, I do. I also talk to hot dogs. All right, next up.
Jagoo, Timmy, this is Mike Sideshow-free from Ohio.
Jagoo.
Just listened to your Friday show, and I was happy to hear that the Blogger Awards actually accepted my nomination for you for best for Hottest Daddy Podcast and Best Pairing Podcast.
Thank you very much.
I really hope all those extra freaks out there go and vote for you for that Best Pairing
If they want a goddamn weekend show, they better. They've got a lot of work.
I want to see you win that. I mean, you really helped me with raising my kids and teaching them all kinds of wonderful things to say and evil, nasty little things to do.
Well,
and, I mean, you know, having them listen to your podcast, it makes me know that they will grow up and be just as fucked up as I am. Thank you, Tim.
All right, finally today.
Damon, my sir of the nightmare, champion of good, the nun. You're a master of karate!
What the hell is he?
For everyone!
Not the hero, because that's hero!
Nothing for nothing is apparently my new train wreck sound effect. Just trying to drown him out. All right, well, thank you for whatever that was. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OGOD?
That's what 9-year-old boys want to do. They want to give blowjobs.
Vote for us a podcast, Al. That was a creep. Vote for us a podcast, Al. Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to vote for us at the Blogger Choice Awards. And we will be back tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody!
No lubricant was desired.